We bring you health news from Medindia, a large health website. This news is about metabolic dysregulation in the liver, pancreas and brain in type 2 diabetes. Scientists have found far more disturbances in metabolic pathways in type 2 diabetes. There was also a correlation between the alterations and the different stages of the disease. Metabolic alterations in type 2 diabetes. We detected many protein levels that were either higher or lower than normal in tissues from people at different stages of disease. People with prediabetes displayed major alterations that are associated with inflammation, coagulation, and the immune system in the pancreatic islets. In fully developed type 2 diabetes, there were more widespread abnormalities, for example in lipid and glucose metabolism and in energy production in the liver, muscle and fat, says Professor Claes Wadelius, who coordinated the study. The study builds on tissue samples collected from donors at different stages of disease and healthy individuals. The samples have been collected in the strategic initiative EXODIAB, which is led in Uppsala by Professor Ole Korsgren. Using novel techniques, the researchers could quantify thousands of proteins from each organ and therefore obtain a view of the metabolism that has not been possible before. The techniques for measuring proteins have evolved rapidly in recent years, and our colleagues at Copenhagen University who participated in the study are world leaders in the field, says Dr. Clev Diamanti, who performed the analyses in Uppsala together with Associate Professor Marco Cavalli and Professor Jan Eriksson. In summary, the findings show a highly disturbed metabolism in different pathways in examined organs and at different stages of disease. The data points to new potentially causal mechanisms of the disease, which can be further investigated in the search for new ways of preventing or treating type 2 diabetes. Our results may also support the development of simple tests that can identify people at high risk of diabetes and its complications, and also guide which type of intervention is best for the individual, says clinical diabetologist Jan Eriksson. For more interesting health news, please visit www.medindia.net. Thank you.